Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. We've almost made it. Thursday is here. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Hello, Ike.
Oh, we've made it. It's week two of the NFL. I mean, Thursday is the official day for official start of week two.
You're right. And it's a great one tonight, Ike.
Yeah.
The Bengals against the Browns.
Oh, I will enjoy it. I'm an Ohio kid.
I know.
It's the rivalry I grew up off of.
How's the family feeling about Joe Burrow?
Oh, loving the kid. They're loving the kid.
Me too.
They're loving the kid, Joe Burrow.
Yep. So that's tonight. I'll be watching. Mm-hmm. Fantasy implications.
Of course.
Curious to see how he responds. He was pretty good late in the second half. But so we have made it to week two. And Ike, so everybody's going to look at the Eagles and the Rams, right? And today's we'll start getting into the game today, but it's always going to be coach and quarterback, right? Like, that's what this league is. It's always about the quarterback. It's always about the head coach, mm-hmm. right? So you look at the Eagles, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. You look at the Los Angeles Rams, Jared Goff and Sean McVay. And Goff and Wentz are always going to be tied at the hip because they were 1-2 in the same draft. Yep. You know, and Doug's a Super Bowl champ as a head coach, and he's beaten Sean McVay mm-hmm. on a couple different occasions head-to-head. Mm-hmm. On June 30th, we had a show, and it was right after, I don't know if it was ESPN, whatever the list was that came out, and they did the top five head coaches in the NFL. Might have been ESPN, whatever it was. So they had the top coaches, and McVay was higher on the list than Doug Peterson, and Eagles fans were ticked off about it. And we asked the question, better coach, and it was McVay or Doug Peterson. And I believed it, and I still believe it, and it's nothing against Doug. Doug's a good coach, but Sean McVay is the present and the future of the NFL as far as being a head coach, right? So I said that day, it's obviously Sean McVay. It's not a slight against Doug. It's just Sean McVay is the better coach. But more GMs would take Sean McVay over Doug Peterson, and I got roasted that day. I got absolutely roasted. I'm wondering if Eagles fans are feeling the same way as we fast forward here a couple months after week one. So, Ike, we are here. The Rams are coming into town. You have Jared Goff. You have Carson Wentz. But as far as the head coaches, who's the better coach? Is it McVay or is it Doug Peterson?
Well, I mean, for me, it's Doug Peterson. Are you asking me or are you?
Oh, I'm asking you.
Yeah, it's Doug Peterson.
I'm just making sure because you said that then. And I just wanted to confirm that you say it right now.
My knees don't wobble, man, after one loss.
Not even a little bit?
Well, I mean, if I feel strongly about something, it doesn't. Now, I wobbled about this season because I've been shaky on this season for months. So that's different than my faith in Doug or my faith in Carson. And I know Sean McVay is the boy genius and Mr. Innovator and all of that stuff. But I don't know. I know what my guy looked like on the big stage. I know what my guy has looked like going up against him head to head. I know what my guy has looked like. Or I should say our guy has looked like in those matchups. And Sunday's going to be a great test for Doug. You know, and I'm pretty sure Sean McVay's probably tired of losing to Doug Peterson. So he's going to have his squad ready to go. But, you know, this is a game that's very important, and a lot of it has to do when we talk about how the Eagles are going to turn this thing around. I know we try to pin or pick one or the other that that it's most important. They are the ones that's leading this charge. But the reality is Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz are tied at the hip. And I don't mean that from the standpoint of just coach and player, or he was here when he drafted him. I don't mean any of that stuff. I mean from the simple fact when it comes to the team's success, they're tied at the hip. Doug needs to have a good game plan, call a good game, and Carson needs to go out there and execute it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what needs to happen Sunday. And I don't think either of those things happened last week. And they both contributed heavily to them losing that game. Carson's individual play and then Doug's overall game plan, game calling, and recognizing what's happening during the game and lack of adjustments. Like, those are the things that the head coach can't control. That's where he makes his money.
Hey, it was brutal.
It's not he makes his money when the player looks good and we all look good. No, you have to manage the game and the player and see it by feel. And I didn't think he did that Sunday. I don't think Carson did it Sunday. And both are going to have to do it to the best of their abilities this Sunday to win this game, to win this game. But make no mistake about it, I wasn't all that impressed by Boy Genius Sunday. They ran the ball 40 times. That's what they did. Looks like to me they're scared to let the quarterback throw the ball. They don't want him to lose the game.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why he ran the ball, gave a heavy dose. No one expected that coming out, right? Gave a heavy dose of running.
To a group of I don't know who's back there.
Yeah.
But they ran effectively, Malcolm Brown.
They did, yeah. So they get the win.
Cam Akers.
And that is Sean McVay not trying to prove that he's the smartest guy in the world by throwing the ball 50 times with Jared Goff, like Doug Peterson trying to say, like, no, I'm not going to roll Carson Wentz out because, you know, we were in second and long, and I can't do that second and long. Like, Doug was terrible last week. By the way, let me say this. I still think Doug is a good coach. This isn't me saying that Doug's a bad coach. I don't believe that, but I do believe Sean McVay is on a different level. And here's how I look at it.
A different level?
Here's how I look at it. If Sean McVay was Carson Wentz's head coach, what would that offensive look like last week? What would the offensive look like last year?
Fair point.
Right?
Well, it wouldn't look like the offense that we have, that's for sure.
No, it wouldn't. Right? Yeah. Like, creativity. He's the future of the NFL, Sean McVay. He's Boy Wonder.
The future of no NFL. I thought
I don't really care.
Shanahan was the future of the NFL. I thought the guy in Arizona.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury, future of the NFL.
They all are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And look what they did last week.
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury beat the 49ers.
Okay.
They're buddies. Too good looking to be NFL coaches, some people might say.
Okay.
215-592.
I mean, it's not like they did get DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, they did.
Okay. I mean, he's going against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's top 10 quarterback.
They were just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, because the 49ers are a good team.
Because of the defense. I didn't say they weren't a good team, but you know, also know I picked them to not make the playoffs.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so.
Yes, you okay. You
know, okay.
Fair point. Jack? McVay, Doug Peterson? I mean, the head-to-head, listen, Doug's had success against him. There's no question about it. But he also has the better quarterback than Jared Goff. Jared Goff stinks. All right? We're not gonna do the, oh, I would take Jared Goff over Carson Wentz. I'm not doing that because Jared Goff is not good.
Man, you almost made me choke on my coffee, man.
What?
Man, okay.
Jared Goff stinks.
So I don't have to have that argument.
Well, at 6 o'clock, you can have the argument with him.
Well, but he's not. There's only leading off.
I know. It's. No,
we have to do it in the cafeteria.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. We're the Phillies tonight. Great. Awesome.
We can't do Wentz golf.
No, we can't. Yeah, do it in the cafeteria. But I'm not doing the Goff thing. The one thing that I had said a couple years ago with Goff is that I think he's a better natural thrower as far as throwing the spots and things like that, right? Carson is.
Well, that's why he went number one.
Right, I mean, because I just feel like that's what he is. But he comes up small in big spots. I just don't think I don't think he's a very good player. And what McVay has gotten out of him and the success that he has had with the team overall is excellent. And I believe Sean McVay, he's not the top coach in the NFL, but he's certainly 3 or 4 behind Belichick and maybe Pete Carroll.
And Doug Peterson.
215-592-9494.
He's no way. How's he in front of Doug Peterson? I don't see that. Now, Doug.
Very easily.
Now, Doug, I need you to go out there Sunday and back this up for me now.
And
I'm going to need you to go out there and do that for me Sunday. I need to see a different game plan. I need to see some things. The one thing I will give you, I will agree with you on, about McVay, especially as it pertains to Jared Goff and what the game plan was against Dallas and how he played to the strengths of his team, right? It didn't seem as if he wanted to come out and just throw the ball all over the field, throw the ball down the field to try to prove his offense was going to be better than the Dallas Cowboys, right? He could have very easily have done that, right? He could have very easily said, well, the Cowboys are coming in here with all these guys and everybody thinks this is the best offense in the NFL. Let me show them who I am. No, he ran more of a ball control offense and really let Dallas beat themselves to a degree, right? I mean, so I will agree with you on that as far as Sunday goes. That's how you coach to your personnel and your quarterback. Like, that's how you do it. I will give you that on Sunday. I need Doug. It's in there.
Was Doug coaching to his personnel on Sunday?
Well, you know what I honestly believe, John? I think they got caught up wanting to showcase these guys.
They had an idea in their head that they have these new weapons.
We're
going to
be explosive, this and the other. And it's okay to have that as far as going into the game plan. When you see things start to go awry, you got to switch it up. You can't just say, let's keep doing it, keep doing it, and keep doing it.
All right, let's start off here. 215-592-9494. Jack, who do you got? Peterson and McVay, better coach.
Oh, come on. Like, listen, it's adorable, the whole that McVay's lost to Doug every time and he choked in the Super Bowl. I get it. But, dude, Sean McVay gets so much more out of his offense than Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson has gotten stale. Every first quarter, it's like, this is great. We're back flying high. Great. Super. Sean McVay schemes. He actually gets the most out of Jared Goff. What would Sean McVay get out of Carson Wentz? Jared Goff sucks, like John Mark said. Jared Goff is terrible, okay? You give him Carson Wentz? You're telling me you can't figure out an offense around Carson Wentz and Sean McVay? Meanwhile, Doug has struggled for 2 years to build an offense around Carson Wentz. It's not even close, man. Like, I understand Doug won the Super Bowl. I get it.
Oh, yeah, Sean, yeah, yeah, yeah. I
get it.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got it. And right. Nick Foles, whatever. Right, super. Right, great. Yeah. All that. Sean McVay is actually innovative, actually great. Doug Peterson is washed.
Oh.
Damn, washed?
Wow.
Shut your mic off.
Brett Brown with a Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
I don't want to hear from him the rest of the day, man.
All right.
That's the most disrespect. That's worse than – it's not as bad as what he does
Ooh,
to Nick.
Boy.
But now you just jumped on the Super Bowl winning coach, too. Completely disrespectful.
Totally took me by surprise with that, Jack. 215-592-9494.
For some reason, I ain't buying that either. You lobbed that up there for him, and he was ready to dunk it.
It's Marks and Reese. You saying I'm Mo Cheeks in here? That's my point guard. Coming up, we'll start with your phone calls. Listen, a lot going on the show today. Shiel Kapadia is going to join us from The Athletic at 3 o'clock, and we'll ask Shiel. We'll talk to about his thoughts of week one.
Shiel! Marks
and Reese on 94 WIP. We start with your phone calls coming up next. But, hey, listen, talk about Dr. Glatt for 1 second. Dr. Glatt, listen, you've heard me talk about hair loss and hair restoration and things like that for a couple of years. And, frankly, you know, if I didn't get hair restoration with Dr. Glatt, I probably would just have my hair really short, right? Like, I was just give it a buzz cut. Because that's where I was 9 years ago with my hair loss. It was just kind of like I just hated the way the hair looked. I would try to style it a certain way. It just wouldn't work. And yeah, that's what you do. You kind of shave your head. And listen, that's a good look. You can do that and that's fine. But if you want to keep your hair, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to keep my hair. That's why I reached out to Dr. Glatt. That's why I went in the office, had a consultation, learned about the procedure, saw lots of before and after pictures, really understood what was going on. And this is totally honest. When I walked in that office that day, I didn't really think I was going to get the procedure done. I was kind of doing it just because I was curious, right? And then had the consultation. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Why wouldn't I? And I'm glad I did, because 9 years later, my hair is back. I mean, the results are amazing, and you can get the same results with Dr. Glatt. If you'd like to see my before and after pictures, you can go to drglatt.com, drglatt.com. A lot of other before and after pictures. You can get a lot of information about the hair restoration procedure and other methods that they have to help your thinning hair. And when you're ready to call his office, his hair team is standing by. It's 610-980-4000. Dr. Glatt, 610-980-4000. Or Dr.
Boy, likewise. It's been interesting to be able to study for these couple of weeks. Yeah. It's really good. You've done a lot of good stuff.
Appreciate you saying that. Feelings are mutual. I mean, just the way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out, I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. It's really a credit to you guys. So So much respect.
You guys are playing good now. Playing good. We'll catch up in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. It'd be great. It's pretty wild, though, but looking forward to catching up. But really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
All right, well, Doug probably didn't sound like that with Belichick before the Super Bowl. We're back, Marks and Reese.
No, there's no way he sounded like that. That's why Sean McVay went out there and scored 3 points. Too busy over there looking at Bill Belichick's rings and kissing them.
Kissing the rings?
Yeah, before the game, whereas Doug was like, yeah, I got something for you today, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. Doug's chewing his gum at midfield, looking at the lights like, yeah, this is pretty good. Meanwhile, the evil genius, he's got the attack plan.
Well.
He's got the attack plan because Belichick thought he would be able to steal the plays before the game, and he wasn't because Doug, you know what Doug did? He had a mock practice running a bunch of fake plays the day before the game because that's what our coach does.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he was also greatly helped up by Nick Foles to win that Super Bowl, just saying.
Yeah, I wonder, what's Nick look like since he's left here?
Well, maybe he hasn't done anything.
Okay.
That's clear.
Okay.
But they don't run Philly unless Nick suggests it. Who knows what they run?
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't mean they wouldn't score it.
Yeah, we don't know that. So
yeah, we don't.
So while Doug Peterson, certainly, Doug Peterson's a good coach. There's no doubt about it. I'm not trying to say that he's not a good coach, but McVay's just on a different level, right? And he has less experience, obviously, but in his 3 years, 34-15, he has Jared Goff as the quarterback of his team. And he took. It's not like he took over for a good team. The Rams were terrible when he took over. From 4-12 to 11-5.
That's because it's Jeff Fisher.
Okay. Yeah, a bad coach and a really good coach. Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't have players. He didn't win games with nobodies.
Well, he had Jared Goff in year two.
He had Aaron Donald. He had Todd Gurley.
Okay. Yeah, 28.7 points the Rams have averaged since McVay has taken over. Mm-hmm. 27, almost 30 points a game. He's clearly a great offensive head coach. Clearly, and
except in the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, they lost the Super Bowl. Absolutely, well,
they scored
lost the Super
3
Bowl.
Points in the Super Bowl.
They did. Had the quarterback.
Yeah,
not
they didn't lose in the Super Bowl. They scored 3 points.
How did the quarterback play?
He played as well as the head coach had him prepared to play.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes you can't. If the quarterback's just not ready to play and he's not ready for the lights, which Goff wasn't for that day, there's only so much you can do.
Didn't look like the game plan was very innovative to me that day.
215-592-9494.
I remember that game. I fell asleep.
It was a boring one,
man,
for sure.
I mean, game. Offense didn't look all that innovative to me that day.
But you know what the difference is?
And they only won the NFC Championship game because Drew Brees choked in that game.
Oh, Goff played really well that game.
Huh?
Goff played well that game.
I didn't say he didn't play well. I said the only reason they won the game is because the Saints choked the game away. You can play well and still lose. This isn't about Goff. This is about McVay.
Mm.
But there are those two. I mean, talk about being really tied to the hip. I mean, McVay literally calls the plays as Goff.
Whoa. But you just sat here and told me how trash Goff is.
Yeah, but that's because he's getting the most out of Jared Goff. He's made Jared Goff into a top 15 quarterback. Seriously,
top 20 maybe.
Well, how was he the number one pick before Sean McVay even had a job as a head coach?
How was he the
good prospect?
Yeah, the number one pick. Yeah. How was he the number one pick? So Sean McVay didn't take some Tom Brady guy, the 199th pick in the draft, and turn him into a Super Bowl quarterback. His number one overall pick.
He took the skills that the guy clearly has, and he's used
them. That's what I thought. The number one. That's what every player needs, John. They need the coach to be able to play to their strengths. My point is, he didn't take a guy who can't play. He took the consensus, by the way, number one overall pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked terrible his first year in the league. Looked like he was a total bust.
With a defensive coach, Jeff Fisher.
Right, with a bad coach. Right, with a bad coach. I know. And then he's a good coach.
With a coach that was past his time, bro. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
The coach wants to run the ball.
Thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. Who's the better coach, Doug Peterson or McVay? And right now, Doug is getting most of the love.
That's what I thought.
78-22. Now, we have to get
– I'm out.
We need at least 5,000 votes. So see if Roadshow can or whoever can retweet it from the WIP account.
All right.
Because we had over 5,000 votes when we did this on June 30th. And 93.5% said Doug Peterson.
Yeah, so you got about 10% that's changed their mind. 15% that changed their mind.
Right, but I need the sample size to be closer to the $5,000 so we can see where we actually are.
Oh, okay.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. We have let's go to Amir in Germantown. Amir, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
What's up, Amir?
Yeah, I don't even think this should be a question. I think it's disrespectful to Doug. And I got to be honest with you guys. Howie Roseman has basically got the whole city of Philadelphia and more, and media pundits, to just change how we look at Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz just based off of his ineptitude in the draft and free agency. Like, he's the real problem. And everybody, I warned you guys about this 2 weeks ago, and it's happened. Everybody this year is going to kill Doug and kill Carson, but nobody's going to bring up the fact. Like, you should see how they talked about Carson Wentz this whole week. I heard nobody mention that he has three offensive linemen injured. Like, everybody's killing both of these guys.
No
like
one talked about the – hold on. No one talked about the offensive
no
line?
One. Listen.
Really?
John, maybe
I,
on
I,
try,
I tried to really? Force it, you know, but nobody wanted to hear me talk about the O-line.
John, maybe on WIP, but nationally, these guys, they're going to get Doug fired, and they're going to kill Carson. And this has nothing to do with their talent and their smarts. This has all to do with what hand they've been given.
Well, listen,
I don't know why everybody expects this team to make the playoffs this year with this terrible ass offensive line. And
it ain't gonna get much better.
But it's sad because the fans are starting to believe these guys stink. Like, you hear how everybody's talking about Doug. Doug is undefeated against Sean McVay, and he has real courage. You see what he did in the Super Bowl? He made no wrong calls. And people really believe that Sean McVay is better. That's because of Howie. Like, if we
would
have an offensive line.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's because of Howie.
Nationally, like, listen, as far as what you're saying nationally, like, they're not as knee-deep in what's going on with the Eagles as we are, right? So I believe that if we did a show of who's at fault for where the Eagles are right now, I think Howie would actually win that. I think for the most part, everybody recognizes that he sucked as far as putting a team together. And look at their depth and look at their age, right? I think that everybody would agree that he's done a poor job, right? And that's locally. Nationally, they probably don't blame Howie Roseman, because all they're going to do, they're going to look for the coach and they're going to look for the quarterback. That's the easy targets. And we do the same thing here sometimes, right? But I mean, as far as Doug Peterson and Sean McVay, if you ask general managers around the league, Amir, more general managers are saying Sean McVay than Doug Peterson, and it's not close. I mean, I just think that's the reality you have to understand. Like, he's looked at as a better head coach, a better offensive head coach, a better play caller, a better innovator.
Well, I don't understand. There aren't any facts there that back that up.
Do you disagree with what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. Of course I disagree with what you're saying. What do you mean? It's the whole premise of the show. Of course I disagree with you. About what? You're talking about that Sean McVay is a better head coach than Doug Peterson? It ain't even close. You just used the words. You just used the words. It ain't even close.
Well, no, I'm saying with GMs. I'm saying GMs as far as if they were hiring a
head
coach.
Do you believe that?
Yes, of course I believe that.
That's what I just said, John. You just said that.
No,
you believe it.
I believe the GMs, and it wouldn't be close, would take Sean McVay over Doug.
Yes, I do believe that. My point is that there are no facts other than numbers that could be misconstrued. You could get numbers in blowouts. Or what we learned that with Dak. I call him empty stats Dak. That's why I call him empty stats Dak. So you're 28 points per game. I don't know what that – what does that mean? If he averages so many points a game, why aren't they in the playoffs? Why couldn't he win down the stretch with his full complement of players last year and get in the playoffs? Why couldn't he go to Dallas and beat the stinking Cowboys with a playoff spot on the line?
34-15 in
why
three,
couldn't he do
three
that?
Years. I mean, it's not just stats. It's also wins, too.
34-15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could bring up a game at the end of last year. Okay, yeah. They came out small in that game.
I'm going most recent.
Okay, and I'm going based on what he's done and where we are right now.
You know when he did that? When he had a full complement of all-star players, boy. Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp.
That was Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
Oh, Todd Gurley was out there with a wheelchair.
No, their best, that's why they were 9-7.
Right.
Well, hold on. I thought the coach was a genius.
The coach is a genius.
So why can't he overcome Todd Gurley?
Won nine games.
Okay, so that's my point. My point is when he had his best years, he had a stacked squad. He had a healthy Todd Gurley that came from Jeff Fisher, not him. He had a healthy Todd Gurley. He had a full complement of wide receivers. He had an explosive offense with those caliber of players. Give Doug those players. Give Doug those players.
Okay.
Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. Yeah, look away. When the last caller said that about the gym and personnel, look at the personnel we've had the last 2 years. Look at the personnel that's been here, receivers, running backs, O-linemen, D-linemen, cornerbacks, right? We're going to tell me this team the last 2 years has been something special. They've underachieved? This team has underachieved the last 2 years? You're telling me this team is set up this year to underachieve? No, we put out unrealistic expectations with this team. That's what we've done.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe
you got him as the third best team in the NFC.
Okay,
that's unrealistic.
And maybe I was wrong with that, but for the most part, I would say most people were on the 9 or 10 win train. That's not unrealistic for Carson Wentz.
I was speaking more to you. I'm talking to you. I can't address every fan out there.
Okay.
That predicting.
Well, listen, I'm going to be wrong many more times before I'm out of here.
No. All I'm talking about is the expectations. And just because we're fans and we want the team to go to the Super Bowl every year doesn't mean they are a Super Bowl caliber team.
I'll tell you what, they're 1-0 right now with a different head coach that had a clue what he was doing on Sunday.
Maybe.
Let's go to the phones. Tony and King of Prussia. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up, Tony?
I just love listening to you guys. Best afternoon show in America.
Talk to you, boy.
Thank you, Tony.
And I can tell you guys are friends too when you're not doing the show, by the way, you connect on the show, and that's important. So, look, I want to talk about the Phillies and the Eagles and the better coach.
Okay.
I just think that Peterson's the better coach only because I just look at when the lights are shining the brightest, I'm going to put the game in Doug's hands. Forget about the regular season, forget about players, forget about everything else. I think pressure is an important way to measure a man, and that's just how I feel. But I do think McVay's very good, and I wouldn't mind if he was our coach, but I'm glad Peterson is our coach.
And I agree with you. I think McVay's a good coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah. And I also was wrong about Carson Wentz. I used to be a Foles guy, and I used to always yell at Ike in my Toyota, and I used to always get mad. And I'm apologizing to Ike because after last year with what Carson Wentz did, the only two people that probably could have done that in those games to get in the playoffs are Carson and Randall Cunningham.
Donovan here.
He was magical last year, and it was his best year. Everyone talks about that second year or whatever.
Yes.
No, that last year, nobody could have done that. He had nothing.
I like
it. So, you know, and my last point, the Philadelphia Phillies, I know we're talking Eagles, but I've never been so angry. First, the umpires get the strikes and the balls called wrong 30% of the time. They refuse to give them a device. That's fine. But when you cost us the game because you didn't call a strikeout when the guy practically swung 80% around and you give him first base, that's when I turned the game off. So those are my points.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, man. Good talk to you. Yeah, as far as the Phillies last night, when Joe Girardi came out to take Wheeler out of the game, I was pleasantly surprised to see him come out for the inning, the eighth inning, and I was devastated when I saw him walk out because I was afraid Adam Morgan was coming in. He did. He gave up a run, tied the game. Neris comes in the ninth. He gives up a run as well. The Phillies bullpen, 7.05 ERA, Ike. One of the worst in the history of this game.
Yep.
So this is turning into 24-24, same record as Jack Fritz, Gabe Kapler, San Francisco Giants.
Game 61, Gabe versus the Phillies.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
No, but it
– oh, you're talking about for the playoffs.
Yeah, they're both tied with the same exact
I'm record. Like, is it?
Could you imagine that?
We don't play – oh, yeah, we don't play San Fran. We play only AL East teams.
That's the other thing is the who they've played. I mean, they're in the same division as the Padres and the Dodgers, who are one of the best teams in baseball. So it's not like they've had an easy schedule, and that's how they've been. I don't know how they've been doing it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Gabe can make the playoffs. I don't care. It's not going to change my mind as to whether or not I want Gabe here versus Joe Girardi. It's not going to make me regret not having Gabe here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but Jack puts out the sizzling hot tweets immediately after the loss.
Of course, because he's in his feelings.
No, I just like.
I get it. I get it. You were a Gabe guy.
Yeah.
I get it. But my only point is that for me, I'm cool with Joe Girardi being his manager. I'm good.
I like Joe Girardi being the manager. All I'm saying is that like Girardi and Kapler have made pretty much the same moves.
Right.
And because
you're wondering why no one's killing Girardi.
Yeah, it's because right. The way they talked about Gabe was the dumbest, like most Neanderthalistic way to talk about baseball I've ever seen in my entire life. Like
Neanderthalistic
is how this town treated
is
Gabe.
Is that a
Kapler.
Real world? Can we get
know.
A fact check on that?
I don't think I've ever heard that, but I know what Neanderthal is. I never heard
yeah.
the list.
Well, by the way, Jack, you're right. I mean, it was something that even when we did during one of the weeks that we did with Gabe Kapler. It wasn't his fault that they didn't win. That's what I always said. They
well,
didn't
he
have the
certainly
talent.
Contributed to it. Let's not act like he's Sparky Anderson or some damn body. He's Dave Kapler.
Is Joe Girardi contributing to the Phillies record this year?
Sure he is, in a negative way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference again. That you all have yet to connect with that I have, which is why I'm in a good place. It's a pandemic year. I don't give a freak what they do, man. And that goes for everybody. What? They just play a football game Sunday with no preseason, no offseason. We're all around here acting as if we knew what we were going to see Sunday. It was the first time we saw the team. And everybody's freaking out. Season's over with. Yeah, I hear you. I hear everybody. You see, it's a lot easier to show how big of an Eagles fan you are in the preseason. Mm. Oh, I got him 12-4. Till we get hit in the mouth, and then it's like, oh, well, Lord, the sky is falling.
7-9.
They lost the first freaking game.
Mm. Well, they got to win on Sunday. We'll talk about Rasheel Kapadia coming up at 3 o'clock. Also coming up on the other side.
The Phillies don't make the playoffs, so what?
It's an 8-team playoff with a 200.
Are they a legitimate World Series contending team?
No.
Okay, then. So if they don't make the playoffs, I'm not going to be devastated.
But it would be embarrassing.
Yeah,
it
would be embarrassing if they didn't.
Okay. And what's going to happen? They can fire Matt Klintak.
Hopefully.
No, they will not.
Well, they should.
We all agree on that. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
Jack, you and your Gabe Kapler nonsense.
It's not about Gabe. I just want everyone to be fair. I want everyone to be fair. That's
we need to be
I
fair
want.
And balanced. That's one thing on this show, Ike, that we have to be, is fair and balanced. Yep. All right, coming up, who practiced today for the Eagles? Who missed practice? We'll tell you coming up. Was Deshaun back out there today? We'll tell you right after this. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about it. Yep, football. It's back. Gridiron tonight. Starts tonight, right? Week 2, no better place to get in on all the action than DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of Week 2, DraftKings Sportsbook's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? And if you're new to DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now to scout their latest offers. And when you bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, it's a sportsbook that goes wherever you go. It's safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.